Blog Talk Radio.
Precious,
beautiful day, your Sabbath. I pray that you will bless us this Sabbath day, those of us who are keeping your word by keeping Sabbath holy and resting and honoring you with thanksgiving and praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sane, sound mind and excellent health. I thank you for keeping natural as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. In Yahshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus, I am Sandra Harris. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is the only day in the Bible that tells you to rest and to keep holy. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want you to have your King James version of the Bible as in your pencil, pen and paper. There may be something that I will say that you will want to jot down. I want you sheep to follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 35. And that's where we're going to start reading today. At verse 1, we're going to be reading about the obedient Rachelites. Let's start there. I know there's something else that I want to say. Perhaps I will remember it a little later on. But we're going to start reading and try to understand what our Heavenly Father wants us to know. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 1. Let us read together. The word which came unto Jeremiah from Yah the Lord in the day of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go to the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of Yah the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Hebaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of Yah the Lord, into the chambers, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igneliah, a man of God, which was by the chambers of the princes, and which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. And I set above the son of the house of the Rechabites. Let me start reading verse 5 again. We are in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 35, verse 5. And I set by the son of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, drink ye wine. But they said, we will drink no wine for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, the father, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Verse 7, neither shall ye build houses. Verse 7 again, neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard. The word sow also means to plant. Nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live, many days in the land where ye be strangers. Verse 8. Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he has charged us, to drink no wine all our days. We, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have a vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and we have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came unto the land, that we said, come, and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans. So this lets me know that Nebuchadnezzar was a Chaldean and feared none of the army of the Syrians. So we dwelt at Jerusalem. When then came the word of Yah the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts. Did you know the word host means many armies? I looked it up in the dictionary. I did not know that until maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Thus said, I'm going to start at verse 13, Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 13. Thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words? Said Yah the Lord. Verse 14. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day, they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken means listen not unto me. This is what Jeremiah is saying. Yah the Lord has said to the people. Verse 15, I have sent also unto you all my servants and prophets, rising up early, sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his way, and amend your doing. Amend means to change or alter the way that you're doing things. And go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined. Inclined means like to bend over or to give your ear over so you can listen to what's being said. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Again, hearken means listened unto me. So our Father in heaven wants us to listen to him. He wants us to change our way of doing things. And if you're not reading your Bible, you ought to. And you will discover, as I have, a lot. I have discovered that the image of that white Jesus Christ that we look at, that's not what this Bible says. I don't know what Bible the oppressor reads from, because he has put up the wrong pictures in the according to the Bible that I read. So, us black folk in the United States of America, start reading your Bible and change your way, as the Bible says here. It says, amend your doings. That means to change. Whatever you're doing now, change it. Just change it for at least another year and you'll see, and start reading your Bible, and perhaps you'll begin to understand and see what I see now, and that is the whole world has been lied to by the oppressor. Yeah, I was told to feed my sheep, and that, and then a few years later, because I was disobedient, I was told to, let's see, I have it written down here. I was told to minister unto the people. And he said, the people. He didn't just say black people or my people. He wants everyone to know. And if you think I am misguiding you, I want you to read this Bible for yourself, oppressor, and find, if you find in there, in the Bible, anywhere where it says that our Father has skin that looks like the oppressor, or long hair, blonde hair like the oppressor. In this Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, I would like to read that for myself, because that's what I have been taught for many, many years, and it's all a lie. We have been taught a lie. We have been given the privilege to read our Bibles. We are still in bondage, black folk. Look at how these police officers, in my view, are acting out in a false sense of authority, going around killing our children, young black men and women. What if it happens to the oppressor? They would stop that. So the oppressor, you need to stop doing to us what you are doing. And you know you're wrong, even with interest rate and everything. The more I read this Bible, the more I see that you are the oppressor and the children of Satan. Yeah, I said it. I hope that I can continue reading from this book, the Bible, and you read along with me to find out what I'm saying is truthful. Let's read. I didn't find where it told me to minister unto the people and to fear not, for I'm with you. I'm just talking off the top of my head. But it's the truth as far as I know. Verse 16, we are in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 35, at verse 16. It says, because the son of Jobaniah, excuse me, I said that wrong. Let's start at verse 16 again. Because the son of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, they have performed the commandments of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus said Yah, the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel. And yes, people, sheep, I do teach, now that I've read this Bible or reading it, I believe that we black folk of the United States of America are the real Israelites. Those Israelites that say they are Jews and are not. I want you to read in the book of Revelation, chapters 2, verse 9, as well as chapter 3, verse 9 of Revelation. It says they say that they are Jews, but they are not. They are of the house of Satan. And I further say to you to read Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Read all of it. Especially, I think it might be Deuteronomy 28 and 68. That's where we came over on slave ships. Those people who say they are Jews, they never were on slave ships and brought to a land that is not theirs. I also want you to read in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses... goodness. I think, just read Genesis chapter 15, starting at all of 15, and you'll see like I forget the verse now. I'm trying to look back in my Bible to find it. It's very important that you know what I know. It's Genesis chapter 15, start at verse 13, where God is talking to Abraham, tells him that to know for a surety that his seed would be a stranger in a land that is not theirs and shall serve and be afflicted for 400 years. Our 400 years will be up in 2019. Perhaps this is why the police officers across the United States are acting out in a false sense of authority by killing up young black men and women. They're going to need someone on their side. But that's just my opinion. Let's keep reading. Let's pick up reading in Jeremiah. Let me finish my thought. Read Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 15, and then go down to Genesis chapter 18, where that land of that we have been promised will be ours. And what you do is look up from the Nile River to the Euphrates. All that land is ours, and that includes Saudi Arabia. I am shocked. I was shocked when I found that out. That's our land, and our Heavenly Father is going to give that to us, and I do believe that. Let's pick up reading Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 17. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring unto Judah and unto all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. This is why we are suffering, folks. Our foreparents were disobedient, and we are disobedient. I am so glad that I answered the call. Pardon me, I had to burp. If I get the call, and if I can hear, certainly you sheep can hear too, and you shepherds who are misteaching our people, start teaching them. We don't know what day, hour, or time our Heavenly Father comes back, but he is coming, and it's getting, each day we're getting closer to his coming. So prepare your church, start reading this Bible to them, and all the things that is out in the world, don't do them, do not allow them to be done in your church. You are there to save their souls. Shepherds, are you not saved? If you're not saved, then step down and let someone else come to preach to the congregation. It's about saving our souls so that we can get into the kingdom of heaven. All this stuff that man is doing is not of our Heavenly Father. For instance, allowing you to have abortions, that's not in this Bible. Allowing you to be gay or sleep with men or sleep with the same sex, that is against this Bible. Teach your sheep. Don't let them die because of you not teaching them. You know this. I think it was in it's in John chapter 15, maybe 20 someplace in there it says that. Because you would not know sin, but since he came, and I'm just paraphrasing, I pray that I say it correctly, now that he has come, you and have told us what is right and what is not right. Even the prophets of old told us what is right and what is not right. We have no excuse now. You have no excuse. Again, let me pick up at verse 17. I want to finish reading Jeremiah 35 today. I only have a few moments left. Let's read chapter 35 of Jeremiah and pick up at verse 17. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring unto Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. Verse 18, and Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonabab, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he has commanded you. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonabab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. See, that is the reading of Jeremiah chapter 35. And what I get from this is that the Rechabites were obedient to the command of their father. Their father was Jonabab and Rechab. So why can we not be obedient to our Heavenly Father? It's what you do is just read this Bible. If your pastors are not teaching it to you, read it for yourself, and you will begin to understand what is written in this Bible. We are, in my view, the chosen people. I want you to read. And what do I mean by chosen people? I was reading in the book of Ezra, chapter 9. We black folk, we are of the holy seed. This is why we are being murdered by the oppressor, or all the bad things that the oppressor does to us, because we are of the holy seed. I don't know, the seed that I think they are from is from the rebellious seed that was kicked out of heaven. And they have ruled over us, but I'm thinking that's what I think. Read the book of Ezra, and I think it's chapter 9, verse is Ezra chapter 9, verse 2, and you'll read that. And my understanding from that is that us black folk, we are the holy seed of our Heavenly Father. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep who have been found, we come thanking you, especially for all the things that you do for us, your constant protection from the evil one. We pray and we thank you for that. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and for giving us our debt as we forgive our debts. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Remember, sheep, wherever you go, take our Heavenly Father with you always. And if it is God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. God loves you. Thank you.
one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause He